Okay, well, why would they say that even the basic sugi is kosher? The basic sugi is not my sebesim. So we have to say, and that we have to say anyway, because of the aloche in sugi. So my sugi is sugi golden cheese. So in other words, that the Indian of Tetzis Ksuve is not if a person who wants to misrive himself over and above the Tla Mezuz. So of course he can misrive himself. No, naturally anyone can misrive himself. He can misrive himself, one can misrive himself to any person in the world. So what the Lord of Tetzis Ksuve, just that if the husband wants to be misrive himself more than Tla Mezuz, so then he can misrive himself naturally. If he hadn't been his wife, he could be misrive himself. But the pshat is that the Chachomim were misakel, a tnai best that one is mechuyev to be mischayev himself, a minimum of 200 zuz, with psulo, a minimum of 100 zuz lamono, but it's if mischayev himself more than the tases. The excess over in the box of the becomes incorporated into the chayv of the ksuve. It's not a chayv like a chayv that one man is mischayv himself to another man, fukin and suve. If he is mischayv himself, so then the tesis ksuve merges with the ikar ksuve, and then that also becomes incorporated into the chayv of taibes. Some say that just as Shmuel says in regard to the Ikak Suve, that it has a din of my Sibesi, some Mele Nichta Beyin Nachlaim is kosher, so in regard to the Tesek Suve, it's also kosher. All right.
Yet in Yud Aleph Iyar HaTov Shalom, test May 8th, 1979 on Tuesday.
So, Tepshimen is only Mati on Nichtabim in Echtam Alayu. Let's say, if it is the variance is just in one day, but if the variance is in 10 days, so then Tepshimen is made day, that the Shtar is possible. Why? That the get is possible. Chayshinon Shem appears. Not because, for another reason. Because we are Chitchei, so Rashi said, Shem appears. As Ishti Vesechka, Ubole of Havigat Yoshi. He reconciled with his wife. Memele, and he cohabited with. So then, it is possible in the Rabbona as a get Yoshi. What's a get Yoshi? Get Yoshi means a get that was written and delivered, but the Baal was misyachet between the Sivas HaGet and the delivery of the Get with his wife. So there's a possibility that she conceived and then, but she's divorced much later, and people would take notice of this man in the Get. And so they'll say that the child was conceived in sin. That was news. Actually, it was not conceived in sin because there was still husband and wife. So because of that, the Chachomim passed on to get Yoshe. So Rashi says that the reason is why, according to Mish Lokish, the Pshimit is made it, that we come when I saw a yomi. Let's say the get was Nichta, Alu B'Nisi, and it is man of Alu B'Nisi. And it was signed and the base beneath. So why is it possible? Because we are Chayim Shem appears. So it's a get Yoshe. It's a get yosha. That's it. This is Rashi's pshat. Teitzel pshat here, yes, doesn't mean get yosha. Maybe there was yichud, bolder, how to get yosha. But we are first, maybe the Baal would be that interval, he was mevatel. He was mevatel b'shirich. The tzid Baal, the tzid today, to sign it. So the melee, it's post. Rabbi Yechen Omar, Afim, the camera, so a yom. He said, the PA is, call Israel and Mills. Rabbi Yechen says, we don't wish, lest there was pews, because if there had been pews, so that has a call. That has a call. Call Israel and Mills, שהשכנים והשכנים שהם כבר אוקטוטו של מישהו ישתה וכאשר ישתה בסריבו חתיון מרגיש Now let's go over the thesis before we proceed in the mind. Hashim Hashem appears. ואין לאחד שיש בגיף את הבוי בנס הים, ומה שמגיע לי אשתי, על מה ילך השם השם הפייס? נערי המשלוק יש יש חשש, על הקאונט of the interval of 10 days between the Ksim Esaket and the Ksim Esaket. Maybe there was Pius, so we should be חשש for Pius every time there is an interval between the Ksim Esaket and the Nisimet. Or Mashmish get to Ishtay, when the Nisimet takes place much later, Amal Hashim Hashem appears. So that's no Kash. The Hoche would have Hashem Tvei. Lifi Shadai Lo Yneach Tam. Because here, we are in Vachim Sheish, in view of the fact that the get is not completed yet. So then the Baal is more likely, is more disposed towards a reconciliation until the get is completed. But once the get is completed, written and signed, everything, then the Baal is not disposed towards a reconciliation. V'chem ispayes name lechikom, v'chem kiyoma la'asor chsum, v'chosim v'trei b'yeime, v'bisomuch, rogel ispayes, kibne lechosmu kol atzrichem lachim. V'chem ispayes name lechikom, abo kishlof, kishekvo chosmu kol reitim v'get, umzumen v'nosei, אין רוגל יספייס, וכשחי זה הוא מספייס, את לא מגישה. And also in the case, so in this case, no one signed it as yet. So he certainly disposed towards the pews, the Baal. But even the case that the Gemara mentioned of Omer La'asor, kis forget to ish this, or machlekes, whether it's Mishmutnai or Mishmeidi. So over there, the Gemara also says, that there is a counter Mishlokish, there is a Choshe of Pius. But over there, so two Eidim already signed it, right there. So only the other Eidim. So as long as not everyone who was told to sign, signed it, so the Baal is still disposed towards the Pius. But by Gitna Boy Bezayam, by Mashlech Yekliishte, there is not disposed towards the Pius. Abel Koshe. You feel it, like it, about what you should have been doing, say, the Omar in Shriak. He said to the Shriak, we loche, lo it is when you lay at what in the aim in. Don't give it to her until 30 days. Expire. Pochalo, so the Omar is the Kashi, we make the Shem of Peace. So the Omar is the Teres, we Teres, the Menes of I. Shall be me, and the Menes of I shall be bust. That's how the Omar applies. But otherwise, we have to be chesed for pius. But over there, the get is completed, written, signed, everything. But the delivery is postponed. So, still, the Gemara says that we are chesed for pius. So the question arises, every get aboard is a yam, and every mashmish get we each day. So we should be chesed for pius. So the Gemara there answers, the Gemara there also the Kashi, Nechus and appears. So the Gemara gives the same terrors. Be meres, ne menes alai shall be bosi. Be ne menes alai shall be bosi. So there too, So we see, even though the get was written and signed everything, so still uli achish for peace. Uli kunt respir shom so kashe is the question. So then if the achish is for peace in the case of Ibubosim Kali is Khidesh in the case of Shodom Kitel Pisem on the Shreya Tehim on the Totilani, so then we should reshish for Pius in every case of Sharia Ben Sayyam. So Rashi says, Sharia Ben Sayyam, let me Hashem Pius, in the Roman Baal, the Baal says, Shriya Kidman, Uchvoriki, I get to Yod, the Yokan Abshim, he says, alright, that could be a target as to why we are not reshish for Pius in every case of Ketabo Ben Sayyam. But why aren't we reshish by Mashmish yet? He is dead. So she reshishes. Kosher. And then we come to Rabbi Yechen in the Och, and it's a kasha against Rabbi Yechen. Here Rabbi Yechen says that even when the get is not completed, we're not reshish, because Pius is a call. And over there, the Gemara says that we are reshish even though the get was completed. We need a Rabbi Ta. The Bamash Nishuim of the Vene Heilich Nishon, Mistom and Mahmas Totem Migash. Umash Gibi Azman, this is like a Kitsura Komichav for the Nispayes. The reason is why by Mashmish, we are not Heshish for Pius. And over there, we are Heshish for Pius by Shura Tutu in Pise, because by Mashmish, if someone has his wife in the same city, and still, he leaves it in Esko. He's mashmish in Ishmael. Why doesn't he give it to her directly? Why? Why does he have to postpone it? So the reason is, so Bishleim, if his wife is in another place, so the Mele, he wants to send it because he's thinking of divorcing his wife. And so the Mele, even though he's still disposed towards Pius, but he's afraid if he will not write again right now, and so then it will be impossible for him to divorce her. But he might still be hoping for a peace. Mashiach came, the wife is within the same city. So Manevshah, if he's hoping for a peace, why does he have to embarrass himself and people should start talking? I mean, he's divorcing his wife. The moment he goes to Bezdin and he tells the Sefer and Eivim to write again, so everybody will start talking about it. If he's disposed towards Pius, why should he do all that? So if the wife is in another place, so he's doing it in order to prevent a very disadvantageous situation. He will not be able to divorce her later. But if the wife is within the same city, so Manevshah, if he's disposed towards a reconciliation, let him explore that first, and then by the get, he has nothing to lose. So obviously, if the wife is with him in the same city, and he still tells the Sefer and Eidim to write the get right now, and he's mashlish, and he doesn't want it to deliver to her, so it's not because he's hoping for peace. He hates her, and he just wants to torture her. That's the reason. If he had been hoping for Pius, so then he wouldn't fight out again, altogether. So the male sins, he does it machmas ktote. The ktote is not important, you know. If the ktote is minor ktote, but he didn't culminate in a hatred, so then the ktote is not important. But it means a very fierce conflict between them. So the male is not disposed towards Pius, because if he would be disposed towards Pius, he wouldn't do it. Because he has nothing to lose by waiting after he will have explored the possibility of a reconciliation. She says, because he hates her. We loyally despise, so we don't have to be hated. Ah, but Muhammad, come on. Shehelech Mishon. How would Mishon have eaten this? We all know Shriach Mitis not for Yemen. He went on a trip. So there we can't say that the reason as to why he did it, and he said, the taste not like Yemen is because he hates her. No! Why should he say because he hates her? Because on the contrary, he doesn't hate her, but he's hoping for a reconciliation, but he's afraid maybe it'll be too late. So the Mele, he leaves the gate, with the shliach, and he says, don't give it until 30 days expire. And then we'll see some mila deal here to the chetshish. אבל קאמו של חושב בסודי יום שתקופת מסחר לסחר לסחר לזמן חשיב שביום יבשר כך הוא נספאי וכי נספאי סנם עלה ככל כיוון שהנה מגאו שם בשביל תות אפילו רבי יחנן מיוז so now the second question was רבי יחנן says here we are not chesh for Pius because Pius is a call so how is it over there the Gemara says we are chesh for Pius by who gave it The Shora Gitali Bise, the answer is because there he does he is mischabed with the Boso. Some mele, we are Cheshish for Pius and there is no call. There is no call. Alright. So Yibu Rabbi Echem is made the Tech Mechish. Shem of Pius, Pius, we come to Shem of Yisrael Achim. We have it at Yosh. We need a lot of time to be saved. We should only come out of Yosh in Cheshish. Shara, we need a lot of time So here the price says, if he gives a get to his wife and he stipulates, as long as I won't see you for 30 days, so even when I will not have seen you for 30 days, then you should be gracious. And so in other words, he did come to the city. He walked out of the city, came again into the city, but all those times that he walked out and he walked in, so he didn't see her. He wasn't in the city. So mele, the Tnai consists when, according to the Tnai, the get will be kayo as long, the Girish will take effect, as long as a 30-day period without seeing her will have expired. So it did expire a 30-day period without seeing her, without he and her facing each other. So the mele is migrashes, and we don't have to be chishish for a get yoshi, because get yoshi is only shayach and they have privacy together. But shayach is yach. Oh. So, this is a rikashe in your own time. He said that we should only come out get yoshi in chishishin, shayach is yach in him, upor chalom lechu shemet piyens. So there the Gemara says, look at Yosh Nei Cheshishi. Then the Gemara, the price says, explicitly look at Yosh Nei Cheshishi. And then the Gemara says, Kashe, Lecho Shem Epiyis, according to Rashi, the Epiyis means get Yosh. So here, what kind of Kashe the Gemara has? Over here, we know that there was no Yehud. Because the price says, spells it out to get Yosh Nei Cheshishi. Mashal is familiar with you. But this doesn't present any Kashe against Rashi. Because Rashi only over here says, Chanshim Shem Epiyis. It's get Yosh. But over there, Rashi doesn't say Shema Piyah is get Yosh. But this is Kashi, it's Molecha. If here the expression Shema Piyah has the connotation of get Yosh, so over there it should also have the same connotation. But over there it definitely does not have that connotation. But Rashi says, no. You find many times that the same expression in one place in the Gemara, it has one meaning, and another place it has another meaning. So, as far as the Gemara over there, so Rashi could explain the way Tesis explained it here. The Shema Piyis there, so what does it mean? What was, so there the Shema Piyis means that maybe he was mevatel the shlichus. But over here, Rashi explained Shema Piyis, not in the sense maybe he was mevatel, but because in the sense of the Yosh. But Tesis Kashi against Rashi is, if over there it means not get Yosh. So over here it should also mean not get Yosh. Alright. Maar het gebeurt. Weet je waarom? Ik ga je op kies, ik zie dat je als je hoort van de koyaan, daar is hij. Komt maar zelf naar de schreeuwen. Wie de boze kan schreeuwen? Kim, die Bob, Roy, ik zie die goed op pakket of kost. They would do it to make sense in those facilities. But Rashi doesn't explain it there that way. So Rashi over there might explain it. He doesn't say anything. How he explains it. But he could explain it the way Tesis explains it over there and the way Tesis explains it over here. But here Rashi explains it in the sense of Gat Yosha. Vim Rabbita. Shem of Pildo, and we should like a Tritlema. Shu Pi, Su Pite, Ubi Omar, get you a sappy bottle. Umay, Hoch, get you a Mach, and Tamara Soroyon. Oil out. Vim, we host for the Soroyon. Ubi Shasaksim, and Oya Balshom. Uloch, and Hashim, Shem of Pi's. Ubito Shuhusom. Vishaloi. Midai Tihosmo. Our Mahasoyon, Tim and Machte, Kosher. That would like it. Came with Kaim and Kamach. Number Shashalea. The Hazel on the garbage way. So Tesis says that Shem of Pi's here, and that Koptes, Gaber Hudi Shara Gitul in Pisev, and Mishliach with Tesis in the way, at what in Yemi. So means that he, maybe he was Mifayis, he was Mivakel B'Shliches. He was Mivakel B'Shliches. Now, so here too, the Choshi is a comment to Rish Lokish, if the get was written, an albis, and the date was albis, and then they even signed it to base with. So the get is possible because within that interval of his and Asor Yomim. So he could have changed his mind, Mimele, he was Mibate of Shlichas. He was Mibate of Shlichas. Now, if he was Mibate of Shlichas, the Shlichas to whom? The Shlichas today? The Shlichas today. Now there is a Dakonek. There is a Dakonek by Rabbi Amiel, there's a Mishnah, the first Mishnah Shaleach. Now originally, so if somebody appointed the Shliach and he wanted to be Mivakele, so he didn't have to be Mivakele in the presence of the Shliach. Or if somebody directed him to sign the get, he didn't have to be Mivakele in the Tzivu to the Eidim in their presence. He could do it in their absence, as long as he did it with Rebezin. What does it mean with Rebezin? So Rav Shishis says it means in the presence of three. Rav Nachman says it means in the presence of two. But it wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary that he should be the people. Hashlich has atzibu in the presence of the Shliach, or in the presence of the Mitzu. Only with Rebezin. Then Rav Nachman was in Sake. Now, then there is a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. I mentioned that before. So, whether people in Wutl or people in Wutl, so Rebbe says people in Wutl, even though he did a shalikid in, but it's hard because it's only the Rabbon. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says people in Wutl because of Akil Rabbon Bishmi. We passed like that. No, so how can this explain? This Gemara, Hashim Shem Epiz, maybe he was Mibate in one of them. If he was Mibate in their presence, so they know. And so what is the Chashim? Maybe he was Mibate in their absence. He's not allowed. And he's not allowed. The answer is, of course, he's not allowed. But unfortunately, people do many things that is against the deed. And in view of the fact that we passed like heaven, that people in Wutl. So if we pass it like Hashim Gamliel, so then they wouldn't. Rishmokish wouldn't say Hashim Shem Epiz. But we pass it like Rebbe. So people in Wutl, true, it's against the deen. But people do many times things against the deen. So maybe he'll be battling their absence, and then, so how can we be machshav get? Alright. So it says, and we are, and Rish Lakish has reference to a case where, let's say, where the Eidim, where the Lachas Soroyomi, he did not renew his Tzivu. He did not renew his Tzivu. Because if he did renew his Tzivu, so then we pass like Rav Nachman, that even if the Baal was Mevatel B'Shliches, so it's his own garbage. Even if he was Mevatel the Tzivu to the Eidim, So he's still his own Darshan. So I mentioned before, there is machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam. According to Teisves, so it's his own Darshan under all circumstances. But according to the Rambam, it's his own Darshan if it was just in the back and stand. So we say that he didn't mean to be mivakel the kef itself. He only meant to be mivakel the shlichas, the tzibur. But suppose he says, the time is mivakel, I want to be mivakel the kef itself, and then he again changes his mind, so he cannot be chizom garishbe. Because the bar affects the lishmo, so if and the lishmo is affected in the get by virtue of the tzibur to the safety of the lady, and if he's mivakel, so the get itself, so mele, it's a chisor no ishmo. Anyway, so this he says, umi ra'ihidi lo ibosim reitzalei ma shemo piyis ubi tosakev bidibu. So there's the pshat in shemo piyis. Here, there's the pshat in shemo piyis. It's that choptes, where he gave it to the shliach and told him, lo yitis mo yach lo ten yei. Lashem kei min gimor. Im libosi mikam vadnis chibesh vilibo. So im libosi mikam vadnis chibesh. So ma'achshav ki migreshes. So there we cannot say that Shemo Pius, maybe he was mivatel the tnai, because if it's a get of ma'achshav, he cannot be mivatel the tnai, because once the tnai is ultimately fulfilled, so it's going neutral mafreya that she was already divorced. So when he's mivatel. In regard to a woman who is already divorced from him, he has no shaykhaz. We are even bossy, so we should be able to take a deal with him, marshal, and bossy, and bossy, and mach, our big play. Okay. And we smile, you should go come, and we take a car, but like it. So in other words, because we have to be chaychaz. Maybe he changed his mind. Now, if he changes his mind, so he knows how to negate the gerash. So in the case where the get was not as yet delivered to the Isha, So the only way, if he feels reconciled with his wife, so the only way to negate it, so is by being the Bible Shlichas. But if the delivery was already made, and it's a question of itnai, and once the itnai is fulfilled, so then, so if he suddenly changes his mind, so it's your day to manipulate a bit like nice, he should just come to see her. So the mele, it will be going into my prayer that she can always be gracious. The mask of Venus, Elo, the spies book of the Kabbalah, again, the mask of Venus, which is a spy, is a book. Shale, Behemel, the Melesola. Behemel, what the Baal says, that his wife, Kesna Mones, Lema Shalom Bossi, Shapiru in Bossi, in Hitema, Shalom Bossi, Yeget. Now, Pierre Shakun Treskosh, my Misham, Abel Gabino, my Minnesolai, Ray Marshall, the Bull, the Sea, Etzlo, Amal Kashino, the Lord, Menuet, whom you got off Pierre Shakun Treskosh, I hear you call Manshall, Ray Manuel, my own gate, Misham, the Man Minnesolai, Ray Marshall, the Bossi, the Komo Kinechus. Shemo Pitros again, the Hitler, the Marshall, and I get to call as you have the Penelam gate, the Bobby's a car, the Missatab, the Lab gate. ויהיה לו נגיד לחשינו שם הפליז, אלא חשינו שמאז באו, שאיצי הבעל לעז, שביטל זיין, והשתו משם לשפיר, ואין לי הנמנס, תחיל משאלינו, שוב לא יאיצי לעז, וכסינו למיוסה, והשתו משם לשפיר גם בפיר שהקונטס, ובאי סי למנס, he says, he trusts her, so what if he says? But maybe she doesn't say the truth? The answer is, it's not that we are really chishish for peace, we are not chishish for peace. But we are chishish, maybe the Baal will make till us that he was despised. So, but if he says, the man is a man should be bossy, so then we don't have to be chishish, lest the Baal will be made till us. And Rashi himself says it, that the chishish is only, maybe he will be made till us that he was despised. והשתה, משל ישב את הפיוס הקומפלר, ומה שמוס מתפרו ש, להיו למה שהיא כשבדים מהמק ש, נראו משובה. So Rashi himself emphasizes that it's not a חשושה, less the MS he reconciled in there, but the חשושה is only, maybe it'll be to last. So why does Rabbi Yechad, and here too, maybe it'll be to last. So why does Rabbi Yechad say, Kol Yisrael will say, the answer is, if there is a call, so then it's not likely to be mitzvahs. Because he'll be thinking, everybody will be skeptical as to my last. He's only likely to be mitzvahs if he thinks that it, everybody will believe it. But if he thinks that people will be skeptical about it, so then he's not likely to be made up. Right. It's mine. Omer Lassor, kids will get rich. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Shnai, Mishim Eid, Mikol, Mishim Tnai. Yerishlo, Kishoma, Kulo, Mishim Eid. So suppose he was mitzavet to 10 people to write a get. So Rabbi Yechon says that the intention of the Baal is that only two should sign Tirasenis. And the other way, just as it got. Yerishlo, Kish says that the intention of the Baal is that every one of the 10 should sign the Tirasenis. Hey, Chedom, Ilein Eloyom Alokulchem. What is here? What does Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon have reference to? If they have reference to a case where he didn't say Kulchem Kisru, what Tano Masot is getting Rish Lakish and Shayim Chayis? Elo, so that words, he doesn't mean each one of the 10. He says, any three of you should execute the end. Because one has to be sacred, there are two have to be 80. But not that all the 10 should be involved in the execution of it. So then everybody has to sign it. But the question is, does it mean the Baal? Does the Baal mean that everyone should sign it as 8? Or everyone should just sign it, that's it, 9. But only two should sign it as 8. So according to Rabbi Yechonen, it means that only two should sign it as 8. And the rest should sign it as 9. And according to Rish Lakish, it means that everyone should sign the Tirasenis. What's it actually mean? My benayim, kimei lechosim itchay benayim b'yayim, v'inoch mikal ha'asor yomim. So b'meile, if a kol man dola mishim itnai is kosher, because the definition of it mukdem, the definition of it mukdem in chsime means if there is a variance between the zman in the gate and the day on which the Eidim signed. But if the others who signed it later than this man, so are signing it with their snai, so there is no variance between the chsin and this man. So that's not moving. But if it's with their snai, so then it is moving. Umando mishmeid in poso, ina mishmeid in poso, imando mishmeid in poso, ina mishmeid in poso. Now let's see the Rashi. Definition of Mukdem, if there is a variance between the Zman and the day of the Chesimus or Eid. Nitol Kov Eposl, Kamsan Nafim Eid, Zan Kov Eposl, Kamsan Nafim Eid, Na, Gimara says, Ichosu Mitchilo Kov Eposl, suppose he said Lassor, Kulchan Kis, and then they were some psuk. So suppose the psukim. So they signed the names on the top of the yet, on top of the yet. So and Yehoshua tchil kov apostle, Amu lekosher, Amu lekosher. So Rashi explains it. Amu lekosher that this machlekes goes according to the Manoma, who says we should not. Alim the Rabbi. Because I'll leave the Rish Lakish that Kulam Shemayim, so then there is no question. So the get is possible that I say, if anyone is a Kulam apostle, because Nimzach Mishmo already said, Nimzach Mishmo Kulam apostle, but we have different top, middle, and the end, because it's Kulam Shemayim. But I'll leave the Rabbi Yechon that only Shnayim Shemayim, we Kulam Shemayim. So Dimor has said before, that it's kosher. So what is it being kosher? I mean, in order to not become involved in any kashes, I mean, the mashal, the mashal, the airways, so we can explain Gemara very simply. So, in other words, so according to one dollar Mishnah, so then definitely that the get is kosher with rice because it's Mishnah. Even though it's in the Achmed called the puzzle, but the get is kosher with rice. But then the question arises, true with rice is the kosher, maybe with rabbonim it's possible. Now, there are two gersoyos. One gersoy is the gersoy that we have. That's the gersoy of Rashi and Tesis. He also mitchivo kove the puzzle. Amr the kosher, amr the puzzle. Then the gears of the reef. The gears of the reef. Mechdom mechatchil. Kocha mi posl. Amr the kosher, amr the posl. Where is our gears is? Yichosu mitchil a kocha mi posl. Yichosu mitchil, so the gears of the reef is Mechdom mechatchil. Kocha mi posl. Amr the kosher, amr the posl. So it could be, Hashem said, that even according to the Rib's Gersay, the Pshat could be the same. In other words, according to Mandomar, that says, Posl begins Posl the Eber, Kid Rabbonah. But according to the Rib's Gersay, there is a possibility of another Pshat. That the Eber did certain kosher. The Eber did certain kosher. So then, there is no stire between what the Gemara says before and what the Gemara says now. You see, the Mashal and the Mashal, they are all bothered by the parent inconsistency. First the Gemara says, "My benaye, iki benaye chazim tagim nivach tzayimim." My benaye kosher, Mishem man shom shemim posh. Ina, kishim tzayim kol posh. Limandom shem tnai is kosher. So the Gemara says that limandom shem tnai, so it's definitely kosher. Then the Gemara says, "Maybe it's another machlekes. Yichosim itchil kol posh. Amu le kosher, amu le posh." But the Gemara just finished saying that the man of Amishim Tnai is kosher. How does he say possible? So now there are two Mishayas in Tesis. In Tesis here. According to all Moshe in Tesis, so even the Mandoma who says that it is possible so only if the Kohen or the Apostle signed at the beginning of the gate. But if the Kohen or the Apostle signed in the middle or at the end, then it's certainly kosher. According to everybody. Even the Mandoma who says possible, only by Chosim B'Tchilo, but if Chosim B'Emza, Chosim B'Em, eternally kosher. So according to that, Moshe Yidei's verse, so there is no difficulty, because the Gemara says, Mandoma should not kosher, definitely kosher, if they signed it B'Emza or B'Sor. Then the Gemara starts discussing. So if they signed it, B'yem tzal b'sov, so definitely kosher, the rice kosher, the rabbonim kosher, kosher l'gam. But then the Gemara proceeds to discuss the case where they signed at the beginning, the Kohen Apostle signed at the beginning. So then one says that even in that case it's kosher l'gam, and one says in that case it's possible l'gam. So that is all right according to the first lashon of Ravita. That even the mandoma who passes chosim b'tchilo, so only by chosim b'tchilo he passes. Because then there is nechlufe b'shtore l'gam. But Chosim Be'emtza, Chosim Yisov, everybody is making its kosher. So maybe there is no mistake. But then the second question of Amitam, the final version of Amitam, just the reverse, that the Mandoma who says kosher, so only in the case of Chosim B'Tchilo, but Chosim Be'emtza, Chosim Yisov, then it is possible. So then the question arises, first the Gemara says, we mando ma mishum tnai kosher. So doesn't that imply kosher l'gamre? And then the Gemara says, yichosim b'tchilo, according to mando ma mishum tnai, amr l'posel. So the Gemara says, So according to the Gersa of the Reef, so there is no kosher. Because according to the Gersa of the Reef, the Gersa of the Reef is machin b'tchilo. Machtim mechtim lechatchile korpos, amr lekosher amr leposel. So amr lekosher means that even lechatchile we can let a korpos leposel sign, and one says no, lechatchile we shouldn't let a korpos leposel sign. But even malik madoma that we should not. But everybody agrees it's kosher. So then there is no kasher, because first the Gemara says the madoma משום תנאי כושר, it's kosher the habit, but whether the habit is okay, that is a machlekes. What Rashi's Girsay is, and Tinsen's Girsay here is, Amrele, Chosim Mitchilo, not Machdim Leichatchilo, but Chosim Mitchilo. Even if we have the Girsay of the Rebbe, Machdim Leichatchilo, we can still explain it the way Rashi and Tinsen explain it here, that the Hebet is possible, according to Matanaros is possible. But we could explain it differently, that it means Leichatchilo is possible, but the Hebet is kosher. Mashiach, according to Gilson, we have now that we cannot explain it any other way. What does it mean? Chosim Mitchil apostle, the Hebet apostle, Mirabon. So then the question arises, according to the second question of Amitah, that the one who is Machshir Chosim Mitchil is only Machshir Mitchil, but when he's Machshir, but when he signs, if the common apostle signs it, then Tzav Abisol, then it is certainly possible. So then the question arises, so the Bandoma, who says Chosim Mitchilo is possible, means that even Mitchilo is possible, Rabban. Lachas kamo b'chamo b'emtza b'so. So how can the Gemara say the Bandoma mishut nai kosher? When there is a Bandoma, that even according to Bandoma, that mishut nai, it's still possible, Rabban, even Mitchilo. Lachas kamo b'chamo b'emtza b'so. So there is a way of answering it. The way of answering it is that the pshat migimor el mandor mishum nai kosher means definitely kosher with rice. Then the migimor discusses, is it also kosher? We don't know. So I'm the kosher. The mandor mishum nai, yeah, we got the ich, the way she called the posul, it's this kind of in the ages. We are kosher with nai, we stop as actually in the ages. והכל בגלל עושה לאחרות ומשתור לגמרי וכן בחוסר בדי שפונים על זה ובאד על השם אידס חוסר ויחשיר קורא בכל השתור אידס ההוד יום הוא לעשור כיסי גבלי אשתי חוסר בתחיל מנהי ביימא ואילוך מכאן ולעשור היום so you must say that according to Rabbi Yechanan it's kosher it's not moving according to Mishloki שתיזו עושה לכאן ולמשיר אלי אומרי כי דני הוא רבי שינו ליס בכל אופי שעזתך ביום הראשון יש לי הכשיר רב שימל לאוק אבל מכב על עשור יומים רואי so it's by he כי רב יחן אין סביר רב יחן אין סביר so in other words so he agrees with רב יחן and that we are not חרישיש שלא פליץ but then so he מורז בוא אמר רב יחן משניים משניים כולו משניים So by it we shlok is zero. By it we shlok is zero. So in Meile, only because Kidai would have Shimon Yisro Chol Shasar. Ahu Dova Asoro Kulchem Kisim Yet Lo Yishti. So Rav Shimon Yisro said Kidai would have Shimon. Di Mas Yisim Dova Nichta Begei Binech Dova Lai Lo Yizkosh. So that means Yisro Lai Rav Shimon. Vol Mar Yishlok is Bich Shrav Shimon Lal. Avu Mikava Asoro Yom Imoi. So if we come to Rav Shimon, who is Mekil, he's only Mekil, the altar, but not in Kamar HaSor Yomi, because Hashem is Shem HaPiyiz. So here too. So we should be Chim Shem HaPiyiz. So the Gemara says, we are here to Rabbi Yechanan Zerovi. Rabbi Shem HaMaybi agrees completely with Rabbi Yechanan that Loi Hashem Shem HaPiyiz. That Loi Hashem Shem HaPiyiz. So, so why would he say, "Vomer Avichem, Shnayim Shimei, Vikulom Shibnayim"? So Meile, even according to Rabbonu not Rav Shimei should be right. The answer is, "Vahut Shloki Sirei." So according to Rabbonu not Rav Shimei, it is in Mudem, but according to Rav Shimei, Mudem is kosher. And according to Rav Yechanan, so Mugde, according to Rav Yechanan, so Rav Shimon holds that Mugde is kosher being the Kama Zoya. לגנוב מכאן ולעשור היום. גמורס אז מי בנאי, איקר בנאי וחוס ומצרים בנאי ויהי. ואינוך מכאן ולעשור היום. מן גורם בשביל בנאי קושי. ובמי מתקורו, כי להמלין אחרי כאן, ויאגב אין חיס מן זה ולא זה. אינה מהקין שלי, צריך לקרוא לפוס. יאב, אגב להמלין, נשאלים אומרים מהרזע סיסר, עשו דה סיסר, הולכה משאי, אני פשוט יחוס מן הסבאי, actually, you should have gone over. I should have mentioned to you, I mean, you could have done it yourself without myself mentioning it. The whole Sugya Makis, because it's impossible to understand the next thesis and this thesis without going over the Sugya Makis. I don't think it will be able to go over the next thesis, I mean today, so you should go over the whole Sugya Makis. In the meantime, I just want to mention that Sugya brief, because we cannot proceed without knowing the Sugya Makis. Now, there is a Mishnah in Makis that pay on the base. Al Pishnai Beidi, Moshli Sheidi, Yumas Hameis. Im Iskayem Beseidi, Mishnai, Yom Porat Akosu Mishleisho, El Hakish, Shnai Mishleisho. Mashli Shemizim Mesa Shnai, Ava Shnai Mishim Mesa Gengi. Uminai Matrimei Ota Omei Marei. So Tarekamne deduces from this posse, Al Pishnai, Mishli Sheidi, Yumas Hameis, that Al Pishnai Beidi, Mishli Sheidi, Yumas Hameis, Talekami deduces the halacha that two eidim can be mazin a hundred eidim. If a hundred eidim come and say, I'm sending it in the fucking morning, so this person was in the Abizore, in Yerushalayim, and then, let's say even if a hundred eidim said it, and then two eidim came and said, Monoi, he said, on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning, in Israel, you couldn't have seen that. So they're all with you. That's the drosh, a company. Rapshim Neimeya, Rapshim introduces another drosh from this person. Of how Shnai Neim Mishloi Shei Yim Sanez. Ma Shnai Neim Rogi, Achi Yiu Shnei Yim Zim Neim. Achi Shnei Neim Rogi, Achi Yiu Shlosh Neim Neim. Munai Matum Neim, Atam Neim Rei. Now, so that is established that where there are two eidim, so then when if one of the eidim is nizem, the other one not, so even the one who is nizem does not get the hinish hazon. So maybe we learn out from that even if there are 100 eidim and let's say 99 were nizem and one was not nizem, so even the 99 were nizem don't hear the English alone. Alright. Unai na fun neyo tam neyo neyo. That's the drosh ee komit rabshi. Rabba ki vei meyo. Ibo ashti shiro ki yo lach miro do. The last is dini kaya is ee. Ki yo nesha kosu ni palei vea veiro. Ki yo na veiro. Lachas kamo ni chamo. Isha lo scha. Ui nit pao vei se mitzlo ke vei se mitzlo. So Rabbi Kive deduces from this posik Echum, because according to the Kame is Droshe, according to Rabshim is Droshe, so the Droshe is Ikume. Now, according to the Kame, that Shnai can be lazy men mayor. And according to Rabshim, that if there are 180 in one cart, and 99 are lazy and one not, so even the 99 don't get any shazon. But according to Ramakime, we deduce from the Echum that the last is the Kame. Now let's see Rashi. Kavakim ein lo bashti shmu tzolam dinu zeidim mei yadinu. She shnayim nizim vesa shalisho. She ha shnayim shem vokho yadis. So mei yadinu ni shem zeidim mei yadinu zeidim kulom. She ha yikulom keach un nasi. U koksi vene cheke oi. Ribo el lehach mio. She ha yitek nasi. Now it's Rashi says that Kavakim is made it to Kavakim. Tanikam is din and to Rashi is din. But according to Kavakim, we don't have to resort to especially our kisim. That is, Mr. Asrona, we know that. But, the purpose of the Droshi is the Balachman. Shalitei Baroi Ubilam, Hoi Soeidis, Miskayemis, Lo Yasu Beidin Azome, Matra Kosu, Shafu Minikai Midobo. Shafu Minikai Midobo. So according to Rav Akiva, the drosha, the purpose of this drosha is to tell us that if we have more than 20, even though the nizer, even though the nizer would get the nizer without the third, third ones and the fourth one's testimony was not necessary, because as long as the two already testified, so then the need against whom the first to testify is already destined to be executed. So mainly the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one, they don't aggravate the situation, because this need, even without their testimony, is destined to be executed. So maybe you could say they should not be high risk, because this nidah, they didn't do such a terrible thing, because this nidah, the first two did a very terrible thing, because without their testimony, this nidah is not destined to be executed. But the third one, so even without this testimony, the nidah is destined to be executed. So he was just an accomplice, a nitpal, with Rabbi Yehuda. He shouldn't get me sick. So Gomashimor, that he gets this. In other words, I would say, without the posik, I would say that the third one, whose testimony was not indispensable towards the execution of the nidin, because the nidin would have been executed anyway, was destined to be executed anyway. So even though the testimony by the Eidim over the book, the first two, was not essential for the execution of the Nidah, so still, he's Chayyus. That's a big Chiddush. Now, there is a shita of Rabbi Hananel. Now, the Gemara, that book, Amud Aleph, says, Omar Rove, the Yehushi, the Kuba Misir Kedidim. So, Tesis explains the memory of Rove, the Yehushi, the Kuba Misir Kedidim, in the sentence that if, but now we have our, that if the number of Rove testify in Beth, and then one turns out to be called a apostle. So in this column to law, when we say that if one of the eight who testified in Bezit is a common apostle, so the so-called the Ksherim becomes vulnerable, if the Ksherim and the Psulim testify talking in Dibot to each other, that means the Basach. But if the Psulim testify not talking in Dibot of the Ksherim, so even though it turns out that one of the eight who testified together with the Ksherim in the same place, and Zebifni said, but more than talking in Dibur, after the testimony of the sharing, so then we don't apply the aloche of him to call a positive subtu. This is how Tesis explains this. And most of the sharing explains that. Then Abu Hanamio, and then Gimore, look at if you have the Gimore Makis, the Bobam Dalit, there, very kidney Basis. Bizman, Shekov Kulon, Kolechon and Hei, Bisekh Kedi Dibo Shokhabe, Kuv Kulon, in other words, the one mayor, who testified. So, and all the hundred who testified against the Nibu testified, talk to the Dibo of each other. It doesn't have to be that the hundredth one should testify, talk to the Dibo of the first one. If the second one testifies talking to people of the first, the third testifies talking to people of the second, and the fourth talking to people of the third, and so on, so then it's considered as the Akode of all the hundred was with Basakis. So the Kimil Basakis, this man, Shekuv Kulo, all the hundred, Echo Echo, and Ei, the Jerry Dimash of America, the kind of talking to the people of the Kulo of Basakis, the Nihilim Achim Lima, Kiyo Shem, Mehim Shekhim Kulo, Vanachim Yosim Kulo. So in other words, so Hananel, she is that this aloha that Rabbi Akiva uses from the posik of Rabbi Shnai Meir Mishlei Sheir Yumas Ames, Yumas Ames, that also Hakosuf Ono Shakosuf Benit Balei Gavele Kei Gavele, that so that applies only to a Kenis where the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, the hundredth one testify Tochei Nivu of the previous day. So then the Nit Balei Gavele is Ono Shakosuf Kei Gavele Mamash. But suppose the hundredth one, the third one testified La'achar Kedidibu of the first two. So the third one can say, what did I do? Of course, I had very open intentions, but nothing could have resulted, could have emanated from my testing. Because everything that could have happened would have happened without my testimony too. But if it's talking to people, so that means as a cost, because talking to people is considered like basahas. So anyway, he cannot say, well, this meeting was destined to be executed because of the terrible crime committed by the first two, but not by the crime committed by me, because I came after them. Because we say, what do you mean you came after them? Talking to people, people don't. So it's considered out of being as if you all testify same time, the same split second. But if the third one testified Mahakritibu, so then even on the basis of Mitzvah Sakosu, of Ona Shakosu, we need Vale Ravele came Ravele. In Ravele, he is still part, because he did not achieve, he did not cause the execution. He did not attempt to cause the execution of the leader. Of the execution of the Midian. Because without his testimony, Lashekea, the same Midian who was destined to be executed would have been destined to be executed even without his testimony. So then he's not even hired as a meat power in Midian. That's a big finish. Because we just saw that Rashi says that Rabakiv is not chelik and Tamekabes din and the Rabshin din. But he says that din can be established without recourse to this Yalfuse. And we have to resort to this Yalfuse to deduce the din of Nikbal and Vavel again. But he's not chelik. The Rivo is chelik and Rashi. And the Rivo says, Rivo and Foresh, the Rabakiv is chelik and Rashi. ופורש כך, ויבוא הדין לא הוקלו, ולאים אשר יזומו, עד שיזומו כלום, אלא חך מלאו, ולאים אשר נער אגמי את כשם ניסה. אבל יבוס מובייס או שני, נערוגים, אב על פי שלו יבוס אב השלישי. So in other words, since he deduces the aloha, and he deduces the aloha of mitpa, as hech mirak, on a shakosu, we mitpa, we mitpa, we mitpa, we mitpa, we mitpa, so in many ways, the Kepshimen's din, of Elim Zeyni Nehogi, at Yezum Kerlo, there is no Droshe for them. So the mayor, when Koshkach will go, okay, we must show Yezum at Yezum Kerlo. El Achmor, we must never have me at Yezum. Even though there is someone of the Eidim who was not missing, Abel in Yuzma Beis HaMashenim, Nehogi, Abel P, show Yezum HaShenim. All right, but most of the Shenim are Chilu Kerlo. Most of the Shenim say that Chabakim is not Chilu Kerlo HaShenim. All right. Then next is a very strange shita of the Rabbi Yitzchok ben Gaitz. The eight pilei shori ben Gaitz, the muhuzmu ha-shnayim, av ha-pi shal muhuzam ha-gimu, nasem kuba nzedmi, v'yona shakosu ha-shlishi, shel nipa u-shnayim, shel opu v'yidu shekia kayetzi. Alme, shahabe yizuzmu v'lo ha-shlishi, So, the Rebbe Gai says, the Yuzma Ashmai, that this Droshe implies that if two were nizim, even though the third one was not nizim, so what does Rav Shimon say? So no one gets an Eidish. What does Rav Shimon say? Everybody gets an Eidish, even though the third one was not nizim. Now, is that considered? I mean, that doesn't make sense on the surface. Otherwise, two one is the third one, the fourth one, will not miss it. If the third one, the fourth one, will not miss it, maybe they said the truth. Maybe they are tzaddikim. I mean, why should they, just because they testified together. So, Rabbi Akiva says, they get the Eidish of Azone, even though they were not miss it. If they were not miss it, So it's possible that they tell the truth. No, but they're not nice people anyway. Why aren't they nice people? What wrong did they do? Because they joined, they came together with the first who definitely testified falsely, they won his end. So melee, the third one and the fourth one also get a chance on it. Now the question arises, how do we know that the third one and the fourth one, who are not nizim, knew that the first one and the second one, the first two, were innocent? Maybe they were innocent. Now, so we have to see another mission. We have to see another mission. Next mission. Now, that's not next mission. That the mission that Bobo base. Suppose to Aiden, they see that Ruben was in the Zor. So two Aiden see it from one window. Let's say, Rubin was standing in the street here. And then two Eidim looked through this window, and two Eidim looked through the window across the street in the other building. And Rubin, so two Eidim were standing near this window, saw that Rubin was in the Amizor. And two Eidim were standing at the window in the other building, also saw. So, it's possible that the two Eidim in this building saw Rubin doing the Amire, but they didn't see that other two Eidim also saw what they saw. And it's possible that there was communication. As the two Eidim were standing here at this window, they communicated with the two Eidim were standing at the other window, and then not only did each cat see what the Niden, the alleged Niden did, but they also saw that the other cat across the street also saw what they saw. So, how you shnayim reinis in chalze? We shnayim reinis in chalze. V'yechot masra b'yemtza, bizman shemitzo son rein eyu eseyu, hari eyu eyu esachas. So if the two Eidim stand at this window, see the two Eidim that's the other window, it doesn't mean just see. If they just see and they don't see that the two Eidim, the other window, see what they see, then the mere fact that they saw the other Eidim is nothing, is of no significance. It means they see, that the other Eidim see what Ruben is doing, what they see. So, they are massive names, Bisman, Shemikos of Eine, even though they stand. So you have two kids say, standing in different places, but if it's Rein, Eine, Sebo, so then they become Tzurev into one cut, as if they have been standing together. Having in his eyes, Vilma, but suppose the two Eidim see the true name is Ibn Abizore, and two Eidim over there, that is how, see the true name is Ibn Abizore, but the two Eidim don't see The other two Eidim don't see the Israel. They don't see, the two Eidim here don't see that the other two Eidim see what they see. So then, as much as some Eidim will say, you are Eidim Sachs, we are Eidim Shneyed Eidim Yichoch. So in the case of Eidim Rein Eidim Eseimu, in the case of Eidim Rein Eidim Eseimu, אם נמצא סחס מנזי ממס, הוא ואין אירוקי, וישני אוקטור. So, the passion is for Shana, which is the way Rashi explains it, the way Tesis is explained it. And that's probably the way, I mean, most of the Shana explain it. So, the passion is for Shana, which is that when the Mishnah says Levichoch, what does it mean Levichoch? Only in the case of the same. The Reishe here has reference to the case of Reine, is it? So it's one kind. The Sefer has reference to the case of Ein Rein Ein Rein. So it's stages. So the Pashto is Loshna Mishneh, and this is the way Rashi and Tesis explain it, Levichoch. Therefore what? In the Sefer case, it means it's Arad Men Zemez, who behein the Rogin v'ashni Abdov. In the Sefer case of Ein Rein Ein Rein, so it means it's Arad Men Zemez, so then let's say, Levi and Yehuda is one kind of Eidim that stands here. Yisochar and Zvul is another kind of Eidim. And they both testify that Reuven was Eidim Arizona, or that Reuven killed Shimon. But if Levi and Yehuda are in Yisochar and Zvul, and Yisochar and Zvul are in Levi and Yehuda, so then it's one cut. But if Levi and Yehuda are not playing Levi, Yisochar and Zvul, and then Levi and Yehuda were Nizem, Yisochar and Zvul were not Nizem, so then who behaved the Rogi? Who can get Nizem? On the basis of the testimony by Yisochar and Zvul, they were not Nizem. But, and Levi and Yehuda also get Nizem. Because now we cannot ask, it's not just, it's not fair. We on one hand, we meet out Nisim against Reuven, so we are assuming that he did the crime, he killed Shimon. On the other hand, we meet out Nisim against Levi and Yehuda. But if he did so, why are they criminals? The answer is they are criminals. Because he did, but they didn't see it. And if a person testifies falsely against the criminal, against the murderer, but it's falsely, so the same Avela. So the Mele, in this case, well, Levi Yehuda won it. Yisochar and Zvul were not Nisim. If they were not Nisim, so I'll be Shnai Levi Yehuda. So we have to assume that what they testified is true. If what they testified is true, and they testified, Yisochar and Zvul, who was standing at the other building, testified that they saw that Reuven killed Shimon. So in Melech, we have to be Talut Mise against Reuven. But we have to be Talut Mise against Levi Yehuda also. Because Reuven killed, but they didn't see that. And still they testified. So the Chayim is, who behei Nerogi, v'ashniyo, v'ashniyo Torah, naturally, v'ashniyo is Torah. I mean, Yisochar and Zvul doesn't get Mise. I mean, we need to execute Reuven on the basis of the testimony by Yisochar and Zvul. So, let's see what Rashi says. So, in the case of Yisochar and Zvul, they will say, Harei lo ein esachas, v'imuzam echot mehem, v'lo hus bukolon, ein erogi, ein erogi. So, in other words, in the case, so Rashi applies the Harei lo ein esachas to the case of who's more erbe, Schneider. So then, in other words, so Arena is Achas, and if it's Reina is Evo, and Levi Yehuda, what is it? Yisochar's womb, what not is it? So he says, not with the doubt, he makes Levi Yehuda. Why? Because they have one cup. So the Aloche of a Zayn in the Rocky Machines, who cool at last. But if it's a Reina is Evo, and Levi Yehuda on his end, so then we do meet out Nisei, there's mitzah out Nisei, against Levi Yehuda. Even though Yisochar and Zvul were not Nisei, because it's two separate kiddes, so the fact that they were not Nisei, has no significance. And see what Tesi says. Harimi is a has. She needs to echo my call with Tosso in the school of Tain. The Hain she needs to ask my Zenemates in the Rocky Machine Zulu Kukul. Who Tain in Name in the school of Bazoma Hasme. The Azome Habe can need to echo my call with us. The Azome Habe can need to echo my call with us. So Tesi says, the integration which is in the Sahas, so it implies two things. First, in respect to Yitzhak and call the apostle. If, let's say, they walk 480, 280 in walk shape, 280 in walk shape, and then they testify the same thing. But the Kshayr in Warim Chal Mechot, and the Psu in Warim Chal Lach, and the Ulachim in the same room. So then the whole way this becomes what the more is the same, it's also very same. So the whole way this becomes what. But if the Kshayrim and the Psul were not really the same, so even though the Edis of the Kshayrim is bottom, but it's not the bottom of the Edis of the Kshayrim because it's two separate kids. And that's one. One thing mentioned in the ratio, Harim in the Sahas. And then the second thing is that if Levi Yehuda were Nizem and the Sahas were not, so in the ratio, even Levi Yehuda don't get Nizem. But, when Azoma have, can you tell me call the person? Who behave the Rogi? Hey, the Rogi, my mom, Pisha, Lohi, who's in Kachnio. Keep Pisha, who's in Mohei, who never, we should Kachnio. To report Lohi's Kachnio, Bazoma, the Shayo. Keep the Havish Shayos. This is how Rashi explains it, and this is how Tesis explains it. And that seems to be the Pshat by all the shame. I mean, you can say all the shame, but we don't have all the shame. But the shame that we have appear to explain it the same way as Rashi and Tesis. However, Shadisari, in Gure Sari and Makis, he, many times when Shadisari is really can all the shame. So the Shadisari explains the Mishnah altogether different. And he raises a question against Rashi, against Tesis, against all the Rishayim, who explain Harim in the Sachas, the Yuzam Echot Mehem, who is Huzmu Kulam in the world. So he says, Bishwin, the Mikabi Kolam Apostle. Kolam Apostle means that the testimony was true, but a testimony by the Kolam is inadmissible, by Bez, to Bez. This is not the kind of testimony of the God. But it doesn't mean that if God testifies that it's a lie. So it's true. So anyway, in the case of Shnayim Reinis in the Chalon Zeh, Kshem, who Shnayim Reinis in the Chalon Zeh, Kshem, we have a massive event, this man should be just on the name of the Seiru, and the Sachas, and the whole way this becomes bottle. Because it is what means to Echot Mehem, Echot from the same card. Since it's Reinis Seiru, so the whole thing becomes bottle. But, if Shnayim, the Kshayim, the Rehim, is not Rehim, the Kshayim, so then, we don't apply the Aroche of Nutzach and Kolos. But in regard to Azome, what does Azome mean? Who you Shnayim Rehim is in the Chalonze? Who Shnayim Rehim is in the Chalonze? Who Shnayim Rehim is in the Chalonze? Who is Rehim and Yehuda see that Rubei killed Shimon? From one womb to one womb. And Socher and Zvul see it to another womb. And they are ready, they will say. So, Levi and Yehuda were Nizim. Socher and Zvul were not Nizim. Were not Nizim. So, then they are Mitzvah with one cat. How can they be Mitzvah with one cat? If they are Nizim, means they lied. It's what they really are. What does Nizim mean? Immanuel Nizim. And the Torah believes the Mazim. So it's not, it exists a kosu. Alright, Gemara says, Hazome is exists a kosu. My holy son has come, Smechan. But it doesn't have to show me, it's inconceivable that it's exists a kosu, that we really don't believe the Mazim, but exists a kosu, we have to kill the man. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, the exists a kosu means that we believe the Mazim. Why does it exists a kosu? That's beyond our understanding. Why the Torah believes the Mazim more than the Nizim. But then there's a concept when you read the Mazilim. If when you read the Mazilim, it means that whatever the Mazilim say is true 100%. So that means that the Nizumim lied. They didn't see. So if they didn't see the act altogether, how could they see that Yisochar and Zvum also saw it, what they saw when they didn't see? I mean, Zika Zero. So in respect to Azove, so how can we say Bizman Shemiktosim Rei Nevasim? This seems so poshut that it's perhaps an ikra. How is it that the other Shem didn't raise that question? Still, you don't find the single issue. He should raise that question. And the only one who raises that question is Shai Sari. Likur is Ariyan Matas. So he explains it. So how does he explain? Not like Rashi and Jesus. He says the Reishe does not have reference to Hazom at all. Because in case of Nizumu, it's always saying Rei Nevesei. It is never a case of Rei Nevesei. If it's Nizumu, so it's a lie. So how could it be Rei Nevesei? So, the Reishe, when the Reishe says, Bizman Shemiktosim Rei Nevesei, Harim Nesachas, Likabi Nimtso, Echot Menkom, Post, it's a Nesachas. The same thing that says, Imeim Rei Nevesei, has reference to two cases. To the case of Nimtso, Echot Menkom, Post. So, in Shreya, yes. So, in Meile, the Eides of the Shemim does not become Bobo, and also, of Azobe, it's always in Rei Nevesei. In respect to Kol Apostle, so we can visualize the case of Rei Nevesei and the case of Ein Rei Nevesei. But because Kol Apostle, it's true. But they are claiming, but it's true. So there is a case of Rei Nevesei and there is a case of Ein Rei Nevesei. And there is a case of Ein Rei Nevesei. So, but in case where two are missing, so it's definitely not Rei Nevesei. It's definitely not Rei Nevesei. This is how the Sharisari explains the issue. So, in other words, according to Sharisari, the Reisha has reference only to Nitzchakol Apostle. The Sefer has reference to Nitzchakol Apostle and also to Nizumu. So in Meile, that's not like Rashi, that's not like Jesus. Now, but, I mean, Rashi and Tisves also knew what they were writing. I mean, it seems, according to what the Shesari says, that what Rashi and Tisves say doesn't even make sense. It's not even, it appears as if Rashi and Tisves were not even talking with Dora de Une. I mean, that's inconceivable. So, what's the pshat in Rashi and Tisves? We have to say that the pshat in Rashi and Tisves is that, and this really is mentioned by the Bach, the Simon Mor, Simon Treskishmishke. The Bach is the one who says it. That the Xerasakosu of Azone is that everything depends upon the way the Nizumim say it in their testament. Of course, that goes without saying. That it by where Levi and Yehuda are Nizem, so then the Mitzvahs objectively, it couldn't be Rei Nevesei. If they are Nizem, so that means they didn't see it. They were Mitzrayim. How could they see the act of Yetzirah that took place the same moment in Yerushalayim if they were that moment in Mitzrayim? But, so, objectively, they couldn't be Rei Nevesei. But the question is, according to their testimony, according to what they even testified, when Levi and Yehuda testified in Bezdin, so what we said, so the Reisha discussed the case where Levi and Yehuda testified in Bezdin, they said, we saw the Turin Kuchimen at 10 o'clock in Yerushalayim this day, and we also saw that Yisochar and Zvum saw what we saw, and Yisochar and Zvum also testified the same thing. We saw that Reuven at 10 o'clock in Yerushalayim on the first of Nisan, so killed Shimon, and we also saw that Levi and Yehuda saw what we saw. This is what they said. They was in Cain, and they were mad at Levi and Yehuda. So we know that Levi and Yehuda lied, but according to their testimony, it was Rei Nevesei. So then, because there's a concept in regard to Azom, where they didn't see anything, that the Tziruf takes place, even though in fact they didn't see each other. As long as according to the testimony. So they saw each other, so maybe they become Yitzhuet from Gata Zole into one country. This is a process. I mean, we have to say that. I mean, there is no other. And the Shabbosai, obviously, is chilikan that of the Tchidei Shabbat Aloch, that there can be Yitzhu into Kadachas on the basis of why. In order to be Yitzhuet into Kadachas, it must be so. Not, they cannot be Yitzhuet into one cut on the basis of the fact that they saw on the basis of the fact that according to their testimony, they were Kadachas. But if their testimony is not true, some in any way, they cannot be Yitzhuet. That's what Sheikh Sa'ari wants. But Rashi and Isvis and most of Sheikh say no, then they're supposed to be Kadachas. Now, the Ritvo in Makkes, asks a very strong question. He says, "Bizman shemikzoso reineinu eseinu agle esachas." What does it mean? That in the testimony, of course, that must be the meaning. If we apply mikzoso reineinu eseinu to case of Azor, Kol Shemisari doesn't deal with Azor altogether. Only the Savior deals with Azor. And every case of Azor is the case of the Savior. But according to the other Shemi, that the Reishi also deals with the case of Azor. And the Mishnah says, this man should be chosen by the Savior. So we have to say, like the Bach, that that's the Zerasakos, by Azor, that the Tziruf can take effect on the basis of what happened according to the testimony, even though it's not true. Then the Zerasakos. So since had it been true, so then already reading Seiru, they are considered, they are mitzuref to become one cut. So by Azomir they are considered to be one cut, even though we see as they are not reading Seiru, as long as they say that they are reading Seiru. Then the Zeres HaKosu by Azomir. But the Ritva has the Kashe, Bizman Beresh, says, Bizman Shem Sosom Reiner Seiru. So what does it mean? That Reiner Yehude said that they saw that Reuven killed Shimon, and they saw also that Yisrochor and Zvun saw the same thing. And Yisrochor and Zvun also testified the same thing. That they Yisrochor and Zvun saw that Reuven killed Shimon, and they also saw that Reuven Yehuda saw that. Then, Don and Naphtali come, and they are mazin, Reuven and Yehuda. They are mazin, Reuven and Yehuda. They say, how can you say that you saw on Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, the first of Nisan. So, in Yerushalayim, Reuven killed Shimon, when Sunday, the first of Nisan, on Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, you were with us in Yitzchayim. It's impossible to be in both places at the same moment. So you are obviously lying. But they don't say, so don't actually address themselves to Reuven Yehuda. They don't address themselves to Yisrochor and Zvun. So the question is, now the Sochamans who also testified that they saw how Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday at 10 o'clock in Yerushalayim, and they also saw that Yehuda and Levi saw the same thing when they saw. So what do they say? Isn't there a confrontation between Don and Naphtali and the Sochamans who? There must be a confrontation. So what do they say? They say, they are Makrish. In other words, they say, no, you are lying. So Yisrochor and Zvun say to Don Naphtali, you are lying. You say that you were together on Sunday at 10 o'clock, the first of Nisi. You were together with Levi and Yehuda in Yitzchayim when we saw them that moment in Yerushalayim. So they are makhish. So in other words, so there is a kosher, pray. In other words, so there is a kosher. Between the Don Naphtali on one hand, who say that at 10 o'clock on Sunday, the first of Nisi, Levi and Yehuda were in Mitzrayim, and that's what Don Naphtali say. But Yisrochor and Zvun say that Levi and Yehuda at 10 o'clock, they were in Yerushalayim, because they're kosher. So, my father is after Zahanis Michal. So, in Mele, there was no Azomir Eschal on Levi and Yehuda, because they're kosher. So why does the Mishnah say? Why does the Mishnah say Harinu in the Sachas? What do you mean Harinu in the Sachas? This is the discussion. And that And that kasha is Ben Shiva Shaksale too. So Baha'i Taime, he says that the Reisha doesn't have reference to Azale. The Reisha doesn't discuss Azale. Only discusses Nimtzikah Mipos. The same thing discusses. So the Ritva gives the truth. And both truths. And the Shaksale mentions both truths by the Ritva. And it's massive. And both truths. The first verity is, in order to be Mitzureh, it's not necessary. It's not necessary that both Eidim should see both other Eidim who are standing across the street. If it's Mitzosom Reinei Leseiru, so it is enough. So it is enough. So Meile, the Ritva says that it could be only that, in other words, Levi and Yehuda testified that Ruben killed Shimon, and Yisachar and Zvul testified that Ruben killed Shimon. But Yisachar is the only one who said that he saw Levi Yehuda looking to the other woman across the street. Yisachar is only Zvul when he testified in Bezdin. So he said, I saw together with Yisachar how a woman killed Shimon. I didn't see anybody else standing across the street. I didn't see, I didn't look across the street, I only looked into the street. Across the street, who was standing at the window at the other side of the street? I didn't look. So now, when Don and Naphtali come and they say to Levi and Yehuda, Imonu Yisem, Mitzrayim, Sunday 10 o'clock, the first of Nisan. So we have only Akhoshi against Don and Naphtali of what? So the Levi, the Kashi of the Ritva was, since there's Akhoshi to train, so Azom is not how. But it's trained with the heart. But to be Mitzrayim, it is enough. Even if Mitzosom is rain, Eirul, if Mitzosom is rain, nameless. That's the first verse of the Ritva. So the Shamsari mentions the first verse of the Ritva believes, and he's massive. So he says, if it's a case where only Yisachar said that he saw the Levi and Yehuda, and Zvul said he didn't see anyone. He didn't look at the other side of the street. He only saw the Ruben killed Shimon. So Mele, and then when Don Ben Naphtali Amazi, Don Ben Naphtali Amazi, so it's really got a heart. So it's true in Gabichad, but the same Kashi, so yes. So we know that there is Azam, but we know that it was not Lein Eilesei. So remember the same Kashi. Hare Kushe Meduchte. So how can we say, Im Huzam Echod Meb, Ruz Mukul Aleilon? It was not Lein Eilesei. Only Yisachar says that it was Lein Eilesei. There was a kill. But we don't believe Yisachar. Because Don Ben Naphtali are praying against Yisachar, who is one. So the main how is Bezdin? So Bezdin is sure that it was not Lein Eilesei. If it was not Lein Eilesei, so why do we say Im Huzam Echod Meb Ruiz Mukul Aleilon? So what do we have to say on that kasha? Well, Mach says it sees according to the testimony of one. So, according to the testimony of one, so the Melee,